Oh, yeah.
Hello, sir. It is I, Little Noid. Happy birthday, sir.
Why, thank you, Little Noid. And hello, Spanky.
Good morning. Happy birthday.
Well, hello, good morning, and happy belated birthday to you, Spanky.
Yeah, today is about you, though.
Thank you, my friend. Nikki is also with us.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki. Drunk.
She seems happy today. I think she got some over the weekend. Something's going on. She seems very happy.
I did not.
Well, something good happened to you. You're just way too happy for someone. You
I'm know. Not happy.
You seem you seem happy. I'll tell you what, if you'd have asked me like 8 o'clock this morning, what do you want for your birthday? I said, to sleep in is what I want for my birthday.
You're the one that wanted to do a show on your birthday. Yeah.
No, I like to. I do like doing a show on my birthday. There's nothing better than that, turning as old as I am, doing a show and realizing you're unemployed. Your prospects aren't that good. And society sucks. But your Cubs are in the World Series. You know what I mean? So that sort of makes it all right. This is honestly got true. My wife and I were talking about this yesterday. She goes, you know what? She goes, as long as I've known you, you've only wanted one thing on your birthday. The whole time. Well, besides the obvious thing I've wanted. You know, besides all the dirty sexual stuff that I don't share with everybody. But she goes, as long as I've known you, you've always wanted one thing on your birthday. Because she always asks me, like, you know, months leading up to it, what do you want for your birthday? And I always say, the Cubs to still be playing, because that means they're in the World Series, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what?
There you go.
Guess freaking what? It actually happened. I actually have a Cubs game to watch tonight. My whole life I've waited for this. So, yeah, tonight it's the Cubs game. So I'm very excited to actually, you know, have that happen. It's never happened on my birthday before. It's what I've always wanted, is the Cubs to be, you know what I mean? Always wanted my Cubs to play on my birthday. It's actually happening. You know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, my life still sucks, but my Cubs are playing, so it makes it a little more bearable, you know? And getting old sucks, but my Cubs are playing, and it makes it a little bit more, you know?
Right.
Everything's just better.
Thank you for waking me up.
Well, thank you, George. Yeah. Anyway, how are you guys doing? We having good
tired.
Days? Nikki's eating. What are you eating? What is that noise you're making?
Me?
Yeah, what is that?
Starburst.
Oh, I knew it was some kind of wrapper.
Halloween
I knew.
Candy.
Oh, you're already into the Halloween candy?
No, it's left over.
But Halloween's not till, you know.
Oh, I don't do that Halloween.
Week. Oh. Oh. This is for the adult Halloween party?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got Starburst.
Mm. Yeah, the Reese's are already gone.
Well, don't mind us. Just go ahead and rattle that wrapper. She loves that Starburst wrapper. Hmm. What do you kind of think of what kind of dirty things these people could have been doing with the Starburst, you know?
Nothing.
I wonder. Oh, I hope you like your Starburst.
Fruity kisses.
Mm. One time at camp at Raymond, they stuck a Starburst up my ass.
Nice. That'd be kind of hard.
We had a game. It was a camp counselor, Harry. He was so funny. He had he would stick a Starburst up my ass, and I had to guess what flavor it was. But then we thought maybe one of them got stuck, so he had to stick in the special Starburst probe into my rear. And, Spanky Nikki, the Starburst probe, I swear, it had veins.
What's wrong? I gotta turn that thing off. I mean, what is wrong with us? What is wrong with me doing such nonsense?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Let's see. Well, the good news for my birthday is that, oh, my God, that's good. The good news is, I'm trying to find some good news here. Well, people still remember my birthday on Facebook, right? I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You had a wonderful birthday cake that your daughter made.
Oh, my God, I'm eating. My wife, I woke up this morning. Mm-hmm. And my wife, the nicest, I mean, well, just the coolest thing my wife does, it's very sweet. She always takes, every morning before she leaves, she makes coffee for me. And I was, you know what I mean? I'm so fortunate. I always wake up and I walk into my studio. And on the way, I go past the dining room table, and there's always a cup of coffee. Always a coffee on the table, right?
She loves you.
Yeah, she really is. She's an amazing person. I mean, several times a day, I will pass a mirror, and I will look in that mirror, and I will say, "Holy, I just don't get it. I honestly don't get it." That she loves it. Well,
don't question it.
Well, I have to. I look in the mirror and I just go, God damn, what did I? I must have had a shitty previous life. Something must have happened, you know. I must have been like a Holocaust victim or something in a previous life, because there had to be some reason why I ended up with her. She really is just a wonderfully special person.
Yes, she is.
And, you know, I'm very fortunate, but I do look at, I cannot believe that she saw this, and she saw something in me, you know, like, oh, you know what, now that I think, maybe she had a really good previous life, and this is her, or maybe she did a lot of crappy stuff in her previous life. I mean, I'm always thinking about me. I should probably think about her. I mean, for me thinking, oh, my God, I must have just lived a horrible existence in my last life, and this is like their way of paying me back. But she must have been a horrible person in her last existence, and maybe that's why she's with me. So, yeah, but I do. I walk past the mirrors, and I go, oh, my God, if I was working, at least I wouldn't have a mirror all the time to look at. But, yeah, I'm very fortunate. So, yeah, it is my, everybody, you guys know that. It's my birthday, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. So, very happy about still.
Half a century.
Well, I'm still waking up, so, you know. Like, it's nice to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really do. I think I'm getting to the point where I really want to. God, I want to get back to work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I mean, I enjoyed not working there for a while, you know.
Right.
Man, I want to get back. I'm just so trapped right now, so ugh. Anyway, so that's what's going on. Good morning, everybody. We're all dying. Oh, you know
what? Have you got up and had your Miralax yet this morning?
No, I don't know. What's that?
Your Miralax.
What's Miralax?
I think that's to keep your bowels up and running.
Oh, well, I got to actually get some. No, I
think you get elderly.
I have no. I can't believe there are elderly people getting bowel problems because my bowels are working great. I mean, I never have a bowel problem.
Oh, mine do too. I have no problem.
Yeah, if there's anything, I'm putting too much in that toilet. I mean, I feel sorry for that toilet sometimes. I can't, you know.
Understood.
I just, like, something, you know. I really do. I mean, I hear these old people, what is it? They don't poop properly or something.
It's not just old people.
Well, whatever it is, it's like, I don't even know how that's possible. Because when I go, it's, oh, my God. It seems like I go better now than I ever have.
It must be nice.
And it's, you know. It comes out.
I don't hear how it comes out.
Comes out solid and like it's a
line in the sand.
Well, it comes out solid like it's supposed to. It's not like it's, you know.
Stop it.
My bowels are just fine. And I see these people that they, man, it seems like they have a, you know what I mean?
Yes, I'm one of them.
Oh, you have a problems, a bowel problems?
I have IBS.
What's IBS?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
1 minute it's fine, the next minute it's constipated, next minute it's the other.
You got everything going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
You ever have to go get Roto-Rooted or anything?
What do you mean, Roto-Rooter?
Well, you know, that Roto-Rooter. You get all up there.
What the hell does that mean?
You don't know what a Roto-Rooter is?
Roto-Rooter. I know what it is for real life. I don't know what that's the mean when you ask.
Well,
why, but
for real life, they take this thing and they stick it in the waste hole.
No, I've not had anything stuck in my waste hole.
And they get in there and dig it in there and.
And I was put out for that.
You know, they get in there and root around. Unblog what's ever blogging. They take care of business. Come on, Nikki. That's how that works. Got to get in there and get up the business.
Yeah.
Got to Roto-Root around, right, Spank?
Right on.
Do some Roto-Root.
Got to get to the sick of that problem and clean it out.
Yeah, get in there and... I'm just making a sucking sound. Suck it all out. That's how they take care of it, Nikki.
Okay.
That's what you need to get done. You need to get, you know, you're Roto-Rooted. Do you have to take medicine and stuff for your bowels?
You're supposed to.
Well, are you taking it?
You can't drink alcohol on it.
Oh, for God's sake. So you could be better. But it's like, I would feel better when I go poo, but I couldn't drink booze. I like my booze.
Well, I was taking it up until about 2 weeks ago.
Well, I'm feeling like I'm going to get...
I haven't had alcohol in like almost 2 years.
I feel like...
Until the other weekend.
I feel like I'm going to get drunk.
I needed it.
I better stop taking my crap and medicine. Oh well. But how? So let me ask you now: did you have a good time getting drunk?
Did I have a good time getting drunk?
Yeah. And did you have a good time going to the bathroom while drunk?
I haven't had any problems.
Well, then good. You're good to go. Then get right back on your medicine. You'll be fine.
That's what I'm saying.
Get in there and do your business.
My ass is really sore.
Thank you, Jimmy.
My bunghole's a flutter.
Thank you, Bodine, and you can get in there and get it done. You know, I'm sorry you have a bowel problem.
It's a shame.
Yes. There's nothing better than starting out my birthday show talking about Nikki's poop problems.
Asked. It's quite rude.
Thank you.
You brought it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Hold on, let me put that on social media.
I'm going to kick your
ass. Everyone, we're live. Nikki's talking about her butt problems. Of course, I guess it's not a butt problem. It's probably it's got to be deeper than the butt, right?
It's up in my colon.
It's in the bowels. Oh, Nikki, it's so hot when you say up my colon.
Up my ass.
It's so hot. Oh, I should have recorded that. Damn it. Do you, is that what you tell a man when you get really frisky?
No.
No, not there. Up my colon. I could imagine.
Enough.
I think that would be the least romantic thing, like the least sexy thing that one could say. Like, you know, guys are like, oh, yeah, just really once. I want to do anal. And he's
tickle my colon, baby.
He's with the woman. And she starts using the word colon. He's got to be like, oh, that's good. That's disgusting. Ew. Ooh. Oh, I love it. Oh, God. Fantastic. Oh, man. Just lovely. Mm-hmm. I am, I'm trying to send up social media stuff, you know, let people know about the show. And
yeah.
So let's see. That. Let me send up. I want to send some up, you guys. So maybe I should play a best of. I don't know if I have. Honestly, I don't know if I have any best of bits that are fitting. So I'll just do it now. So hold on. If you'll give me a, second, I will put these things. I just want to share. You know, just want to let people know. All right. So here's. I'm going to do one for TuneIn. For tuning in. And you guys should do it too. We should all do it together. You know, let people know. Like, go to your social media and say, hey, it's Ray Lalo's birthday. Check out morningdisaster.net, you know, right now and hear about Nikki's colon. Let's see. We are live now, is what I'm putting. We are live now. Nikki is selling. Nikki's got 1K, everybody. Nikki is celebrating my birthday. My B-Day.
Oh, my God. Could you type any slower?
I'm a slow typer, please.
What are you picking with one finger?
My type. Yeah, up your colon. Let's see. About her color. Oh, Jesus. Now I really think I'm a racist. I'm either going to be a racist or a rapist. All right, we are live now. Nikki is celebrating my birthday by talking about her colon.
Nice.
Everybody, go to your page and say, hey, everybody. Go to morningdisaster.net or go to TuneIn, whatever, and say, Nikki is ruining Ray's birthday by talking about her colon.
I believe Spanky brought it up.
And Spanky. I didn't bring up your colon.
Say Nikki and Spanky are so.
Ass.
Nikki and Spanky are celebrating my birthday by talking about their colon. All right.
I kick your ass for a lot of things.
Yeah. But I enjoy my life. See, this is what I love. You know.
Oh yeah, because you turned 50, didn't you?
What are you? Yes.
Yeah, because you got to go get the garden hose now.
Well, leave me garden. Oh, up my.
You got to go get that up the butt thing. The doctor's hose.
Up my colon. Yeah, I guess next appointment I'll have to get that done, right?
Yep, that's turn 50.
I was in my doctor's office yesterday. She cracks me. My doctor cracks me up. I just had to go for my regular shot, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Just go in there and drop your drawers and jump up on the table and tell them fire away.
Although I don't think I'm losing weight this week. Because my wife had my coffee for me today. And she also had a piece. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw it. I also had a piece of a birthday cake.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-mm. That my... daughter made, which is just fantastic. Yeah. Hey, everybody. All I ask for my birthday is that you listen to the show and listen to stories about Nikki's birthday.
My birthday?
I mean, about Nikki's colon on my birthday. Sorry, everyone. I'm typing while talking. Yep. Oh, well. All right, I'm putting something on Instagram now.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
There, I just posted mine.
Oh, you did? Good, yeah. Remember, everybody go to your social media.
Because Ray is talking about his colon.
No,
happy birthday.
And say,
that's what I just put.
It's Ray's birthday show, and Nikki's talking about her colon.
You are.
Yes, I'm talking about Nikki's colon.
You are.
Oh, I can't imagine what's going on in that colon. Oh, my heavens. Good Lord. Oh. I'm seeing the Facebook post now. TJ says, go to morningdisaster.net and help Ray Lytle celebrate his birthday while listening to colon talk.
Nice.
God. Love it. Love it. My uncle is now... posted on my timeline about AARP. I guess, am I old enough for AARP?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Is that any good stuff? I should have talked to my brother. My brother's been 50 for a while. He should tell me.
Car insurance discount.
Do I really get that? Oh,
I use mine all the time.
AARP.
Oh, man, I got to get that. Time to redo the insurance. Anything to save
money. Discount on hotels, discount on meals.
Yeah. Yeah, something where I'm getting the discount instead of everyone expecting me to give them one. That's the thing with these freaking radio companies. You know, oh, well, your daughter's in high school, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means? It means we're not going to be, we're not giving you any money.
Right.
You're going to be working for a low wage. Is what it means. The worst possible time for me to get fired was this year. Ooh. I'll tell you what. And Nikki has now put happy birthday to your colon on my Facebook. Thank you, and Nikki. So seriously, so I mean, is your colon fixable or does this problem just have to last like for the rest of your life?
It just took like 15 polyps out.
Good Lord.
We had this discussion.
Yeah, but I mean, it does get fixed, right? I mean, right? It doesn't.
I guess.
I don't know. I mean, are you just, is this, are they going to have to take these things out regularly or?
I don't know.
What do they do with the polyp when they throw it away, right?
They biopsy it. For cancer?
Of which yours were fine. You didn't have any cancer in your polyps, right?
Not yet.
And they toss them away? What was the biggest one? Did they tell you how big they were?
Yeah, but I don't remember.
Like plum? Plums.
No.
Was there any plum? Well, I mean, small plum, you know. Not a big plum, but.
No.
Oh. All right. Well, I was hoping. I mean, no, I'm not. I wasn't hoping. I mean, you know. Well, you know.
You guys in poop talk.
Well, I'm fascinated by your colon and your talk. I mean, every time you bring up your colon, I just, you know.
My ass is really sore.
Thank you, Jimmy. When you bring up your colon, it fascinates me.
I didn't bring it up.
I know Spanky talked about, what was that stuff called, Spanky?
Miralax.
Miralax, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can talk about Miralax and
he's talking about yours.
I don't think I need such things, you know, like Miralax.
Well, as long as you don't need to get up and have your fiber and your cereal.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I mean, I know that some people start to hit a certain age and they need that. Meanwhile, I don't. You know, I think, you know, if anything, I think I get a little too much. Which maybe Miralax covers that too. I don't know, but. It seems like, you know, I never have a problem. It seems like, by the way, Brent, listener Brent on, you know, he contacts me on Skype, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he has a Skype username, which is usually just Brent, right? But he's now changed his Skype username. And he says, Ray, I think most of us know you really got to get your nose in there when you are. Oh, that was from yesterday. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is from yesterday. And then it says, that was when we were talking about Nikki's. When we do. We do make fun of you for your medical issues.
Yes, you do.
If you listen to yesterday's show, then you know what he was talking about when he was talking about getting in there, you know, with that nose. He goes, Ray, why does Nikki hate, what does Nikki have against me?
He annoyed the hell out of me.
That was yesterday when he was talking about your nose. He goes, Ray, what does Nikki have against me? I've been nothing but respectful for her towards her.
Yeah.
He goes, that's it. I'm done. I'm going to change my username to Nikki's Enemy Brent. Because I looked up, and usually it, you know, like Brent's name will be up near the top because he sends me,
right.
He actually sends text messages over Skype.
Mm-hmm.
And I go look over there, and I can't see that it doesn't start with a B. I'm like, what the hell? Then I see Nikki's enemy. God, I guess he did that yesterday, and you got mad at him, so. Oh, well. Let's see. What was I going to talk about today? Oh, Spanky, I know. Spanky, I got I did get email or messages, and people want to know, when is Spanky going to read the DirecTV porn movies again?
Mm-hmm.
people want to know when you're going to look over the porn movie, Spanky.
We can do that tomorrow.
All right. Because we were going to do that, and then you got sick.
Yeah.
Oh, which, by the way, did we tell everybody how you got sick? Nikki, did we
tell? I don't think so.
Did we tell you how Spanky got sick?
I don't remember.
He's one of about. He's one of about, you know, five people that I've heard of that do this. Go ahead, Spanky. Talk about how you got sick.
I went to the doctor and got the flu shot.
Yeah.
And then I actually got the flu.
Mm. I mean, I guess it's rare because they usually don't have a big dose of it.
Yeah, dead virus.
But,
yeah, it's only happened. I've gotten my shot about the last 10 years. I think 2 out of the 10 I've been sick.
It was, it's crazy. Yeah, that's the worst. I got to get a flu shot soon. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, mine's late.
What? Oh, your flu shot's late?
Mm-hmm.
Sure it's not your period? Victor.
Listen here, Vic. Had enough about you.
Do you not have your periods anymore?
Victor. Shut up.
Does your polyps or your colon get in the way? Victor!
Don't you have sausage to make? How do you make them out of polyps?
I'm putting out some colon cleansing sausage.
Actually, sir, because I live in Lloyd. Actually, sir, a colon polyp can be very difficult for one to deal with. I myself have had to be inspected for polyps daily. Back when I was in camp. Which was very good because it is, as Nikki can tell you, it is very expensive to have your colon checked in order to find out if there are polyps or not. However, I got mine done for free. my friend, Camp Counselor Harry, he had a special polyp checker, a colon probe polyp checker, which I never saw because it was from behind me. But I know that it was hard to get in, obviously, because I must jump a lot or something, because he had to hold my shoulders down when he inserted the special polyp checker, the colon probe. And one more thing, mother and father, I can swear the colon probe polyp checker had veins.
I know that joke's gotten so old, but my God, I love it. Oh. I got a little bit of a little annoyed on the birthday. There's nothing wrong with that. Oh, well. All right. Forgive me if you guys hear the buzzing. People are sending me stuff.
Buzzing? What are you doing?
Oh, okay. Because my phone is on the, the counter and. Oh, boy.
Ruin yourself.
Yeah. My wife sent me a text, you know, wishing me happy birthday. My buddy Nate sent me a text. Thank you, Nate. I love Nate. Nate's the one who, by the way, Nate is the one who did what a birthday gift for me. When our computer blew up, when was that, like a month ago? Nate's the one who found a computer for me. He was the craziest thing. He was driving down the street. And there was a truck in front of him, and a computer fell out of the back of the truck. Mm-hmm. That was the craziest thing.
That's crazy.
It is nuts. Spanky, you know this. You've had things fall out of trucks before.
Oh, I've seen stuff fall out of trucks, yeah.
He was driving down the street, and he fell, and he got behind the truck. It was a busy street, too. Busy. And as he was driving, this computer fell out of the back of a truck. And he pulled over and he picked up the computer and he was screaming to the guy that was driving the truck, "Hey, dude, something fell out of your truck." But the guy was in such a hurry.
I was going to say, he must have been driving very slow.
Nikki, he was in such a hurry, the guy, and he just took off. Mm-mm. So Nate's like, "Hey, I would like to return this to you." And the guy kept driving. So he picked up this box and he put it in his car. He said, well, I couldn't even see the name on the truck. So he's like, how am I to return such a thing? And then he said, well, I hate to clutter the trash, you know. He's a good Samaritan. He doesn't want to
throw it away.
He's like, I'd hate for this to just be another thing weighing down, you know, waste facilities in the United States of America. He's very concerned with the climate and, you know, with the environment and stuff. And so he opened the box, you know, and lo and behold, in the box was the exact kind of computer we needed to keep the morning disaster show going.
No way.
It was crazy. So he called me and said, Ray, I don't know what I'm going to do. I found this computer. And he said, can you do me a favor? I said, what? He goes, can you hold on to this computer and use it until the day I can properly disperse of it in an environmentally friendly way? And I said, I will do that for you, Nate. And so there you go. That's how we got. So he's the one who was driving behind a truck when he found this computer for us.
Very interesting.
It really
was. Sounds like a really nice guy.
He is. He's one of my best friends, and I just think that, you know, it's a wonderful thing that he did, you know, in doing that for us. So,
I you really. Ever seen big screen TVs fall off trucks?
No, I don't think he has. But
possibly,
you know,
55 to 60 amps.
Well, he travels a lot. He does travel a lot, Spanky. So
okay.
Yeah. Mm. Forget. Hold on. I'm taking a piece of birthday cake. Mm.
Oh, you're just cruel.
Mm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Nikki, it is so good.
I'm sure it is.
I mean, I'd
love a piece of the big glass of milk, if you mind.
I'm drinking it with coffee, or eating it with coffee, but I got to tell you. And so my daughter made me a cake. I don't know if you guys saw it. Sunday night, she put it on, my wife put it on Facebook, and it was delicious. I mean, this is one of the best cakes I've ever had in my life. It's one of the best things I've ever had in my mouth. I love it.
Oh, enough already.
So good.
One time someone told me that the thing they were putting in my mouth was the best thing I'd ever had in there. Mm. And they were also saying, take it. Take it. You love it. You like it.
Thank you, little Noid. Turn him off. Yeah, so they put this, so my wife put the picture of the cake on Facebook and everything, and my mother, I'm like, you know, my mom has not been over to my house for, you know, forever, you know. I'm saying she has not been by in a long time, or unless she's stopping by when I'm napping or something, which I do have fear of, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That she'll stop by the house when I'm napping and let herself in. Because sometimes, like, I'll go to sleep, like, I'll be tired. And my cat, Ollie, he likes to jump on me. He lays on me a lot of times, you know. Except when someone comes over to the house, he runs into the kitchen, you know. And if he feels like going outside, once they open the door, he'll take off. Unless the person is really, what's the word I'm looking for? Some people are so nice that they notice a cat is trying to escape when they've opened the door, so they're very courteous and they, you know, will make sure the cat is put back in the house. Other people, they just let themselves into your house, and if your cat goes to run out, well, so be it, you know. We'll just leave the cat out. So sometimes the cat is in my house, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll take like a nap before I go get Bella sometimes. You know what I mean? Like after I get all my work done, I'll decide to take a nap in the middle of the afternoon or something. And it'll just be like a short, like a 45-minute nap. And sometimes I wake up and my cat's gone. I'm like, how in the hell did the cat, you know, get outside? Well, I'm positive my mother's coming. My mother's one of the people that does that. But I don't know. I can't say for sure. So I think she has come over even though I haven't seen her in a long time. So I tell my wife, I go, we put that picture of my cake on the Facebook. And I said, my mom loves this kind of cake, you know. My wife goes, oh, your mother doesn't give a damn about the cake. I said, no, she loves that kind of cake. I'm telling you, You better watch her stopping by. I said, she'll go in and she'll lop off a big piece of my cake. So yesterday, I'm here at home, all right? And guess who stops by?
Sean.
No, my mother, not Sean. No, he actually hasn't come by, you know. Thank God. But my mom stops by just to check in. And it's like I'm counting. And my wife comes home for lunch. And my mom's here. And I'm like counting the seconds, you know what I mean, before she brings up the cake. And it didn't take much. She goes, I thought I saw on Facebook that Bella made a cake. Is it good? You know, and I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go. And then I was I had to build a website for somebody, and I was finalizing up the website, right? And I'm in the other room, and I hear my mom, you know, and I felt bad for my wife, you know, because I ordered my wife. I mean, I didn't order, but you know what I mean? I was like, you know how I am, very loud. And I'm saying, I don't want anyone have, because I'm a glutton and I don't share well. I go, I don't want anyone having any of that cake. The cake is very, I mean, it really is good. It's the best. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And so my mom is in, and I hear her asking my wife for the cake. And so my wife's trying to say, I can tell she's having a hard time with it. She's like, well, Ray said that no one's allowed to have any of the cake. And my mom is not buying that bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, oh, hell, I am not buying that. You know. And so she was not buying any of that. And my wife stuck in the middle because I told my wife, under no circumstances, you know, do we give that cake away to anybody? And my mother's in there and she's asking, and I'm like, oh, God, you know. I'm like, oh, geez. My poor wife is now caught in between. So I said, I scream in there. I say, okay. I say, she can have a small sliver, a very tiny sliver. So my mother did get a chance to try my cake. And then, of course, she's like, oh, she's, you know, this is the great, you know, she's very loud. Mm-mm. She's louder than Madea. Yeah. Very happy about the cake. So my mother actually stopped.
She's rubbing it in, probably.
Oh, my God. She loved the cake, you know. Of which I knew she would. That's why I didn't want her to have any of it, because I'm afraid she's going to sneak by during the day.
And eat some more.
Yeah, and try to steal more.
She'll be back by there today.
So, I mean, now I got to. So, I originally had a plan. I was just going to have one piece of cake a day, and I had exactly how long it was going to last. Well, now I got to hurry up and eat the damn thing down before she comes over and steals it all. You know. And I try to lock the door. She's got a key. You know, so.
Change of locks.
And my dog will get out. Oh, well. Yeah, so it is. It is delicious. It's very good to have today. So there you go. Let's see. What do we? Did you see President Obama on Jimmy Kimmel last night?
I love it.
If you follow my blog at chubbyray.com, I did put video up. By the way, Spanky's having a rough time. I could tell with the whole Obama and Clinton thing.
Look at the news today. They're up in the Obamacare, 44%.
Well, yeah, I mean, that sucks,
man. Is that what you people want?
No, but Spanky, no. Here's
the president didn't.
Here's what I want. You know, this is, you want to know what I want? I'll tell you exactly what I want. I want a freaking Congress that does its job and actually has hearings to fix flawed legislation like Obamacare. I've been saying for six, 7 years, however long it's been, I've been saying Obamacare is flawed legislation. By the way, it's not called Obamacare. It's called the Affordable Care Act.
It's Obamacare.
It was named Obamacare by the Republicans because they wanted to make it sound bad. But it's actually called the Affordable Care Act. And it was, they knew it was flawed legislation. And
they were supposed to fix it.
Like so many other pieces of legislation that have been flawed throughout the history of this nation. And the Congress always goes in and fixes it.
Mm-hmm.
They could have fixed this 5 years ago. And they didn't. Instead, they're like, nope, we're just going to let it count down. We're going to let it count down till the certain dates.
It.
Yeah.
They want it to implode.
Yes. And so that's what makes me crazy. So they could have fixed it, but they refuse to fix it. And instead they let these, and don't get me wrong. Now, it's very easy to say, well, they should have fixed it in the very beginning, but they couldn't get it passed without certain things being in it.
Mm-hmm.
So they worked to get it passed. And so if Congress was smart, and this is what I don't get about these guys and the Republicans in Congress over the last 8 years, okay? Fix it. Go in there, fix it, and start telling every single person in America, hey, this was flawed. We went in with Republican mandates. We fixed it. We're the ones who fixed it. Take credit for it. I'm
they
sure
don't want people to have it in the first place. That's the problem.
The Democrats overall are going to be pissed off because the Republicans are taking credit, sure. But President Obama doesn't care. He just wants the damn thing to work.
Right.
So, I mean, it would have, if they just get in and fix it, but instead, what have they done? Like 80-some-odd times they've taken votes to repeal it. Well, repealing it isn't going to fix it because it's not going away. Because you can't get enough votes to repeal it without the president, you know. Without the president saying, no, you're not repealing it. And even when they do, they'll vote it and it'll go to the Senate and then it won't pass there. You know what I mean? There's a mess.
Yeah.
So why not, rather than just blow it up, why not try to fix it and then take credit for it? That's what I don't get about this. This Congress doesn't follow the rules that everyone else has used. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let whoever's in charge, just like when George W. Bush was in charge, he passed bills that were imperfect. And the Democratic Congress went in and fixed it and sent it back. And President Bush said, good idea, I'm going to sign it, you know. And that's how it's worked. Before that, the new Gingrich Congress did that all the time to Clinton. It's just, you know, Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan, that's how they do it. That is how it's supposed to work. But for some reason, in the last 7 years, these mother effers can't get along. They refuse to work with each other. And that's what drives me crazy. So anyway, last night Obama was on Jimmy Kimmel, all right? And he was reading tweets, Spanky.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Obama reading mean tweets on Jimmy Kimmel.
Barack Obama is the Nickelback of presidents. Obama couldn't negotiate getting a Whopper without pickles at Woodstock Dave. Thanks, Dave. I bet Obama likes mustard on his hot dogs because he's gross at Duck Punks. Just found out my daughter shares a birthday with Obama. Puke in caps at Mom of Four Munchkins. Barack Obama dances like how his jeans look. You know, this jeans thing, this is so old. This is years ago. Come on. My mom bought new conditioner and it sucks. It isn't even conditioning my hair. I blame Obama. Barack Obama. Bro, do you even lift? Well, I lifted the ban on Cuban cigars. That's worth something. Barack Obama is the Sharknado of presidents. Loud, stupid, and overhyped. # Sharknado 4. President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! !! At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump. at least I will go down as a president.
Oh! He dropped
a 30 rack of Coors Light.
He dropped the phone like he was dropping a mic. That was funny. So there you go. There's Obama. There's Obama on Jimmy Kimmel last night. That's pretty good. But he does not like Donald Trump, man. Mm-mm. There is not a lot. There is no respect between those two. So come on, Spanky. You have to admit those are kind of funny.
Oh yeah. No, they were.
Yeah. Yeah. So the polls keep coming out, and you know, the poll really is starting to look like, you know.
It's not looking good.
Yeah, and so, but this is what gets me, and I want to know you, because this, you know, you and we talk all the time about the election, and it doesn't bother me that what I like, and it doesn't bother you what I like, it doesn't bother me what you like. But what is the strategy that Trump is? You're not buying that BS, right? Because I don't think a lot of his supporters are buying it. Like, as the polls show he's losing, what is he saying, Spanky?
To tell you the truth, I've given up on watching any of it.
Okay, here's what he says.
I'm going to vote.
As the polls are fading, and they really are, like, you know, she's taking double-digit leads in a lot of states, right? By the way, he should be pointing out the states where he is leading. There's some states that he's leading, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, his strategy is now, everywhere he is, he goes, the polls are rigged. Yeah. The polls are against me. Obviously the polls are in bed with the Democrats. The Democrats are the media is rigging the election to make me lose. Okay.
Right.
Which is insane, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because these media conglomerates, here's what they care about, okay? They take polls and they want to be right. Because when the election's over, they want to say, just like our poll showed, President Clinton won, or, you know, Hillary Clinton won the presidency by this much. That's what they want to do. They want to be right. They don't give a damn, you know. Because the same polls, when the same state-by-state polls are admitting, you know, Donald Trump is taking a deciding lead back in Texas. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Donald Trump's got a huge lead in Louisiana. If they were rigging it, why wouldn't they say that he, you know, why would they say he's winning things? It makes no sense. So he's convinced they're rigging the polls. And even supporters of his are going, okay, well, wait a minute. That seems like a stretch. Considering there's nothing from poll. You know what I mean? Like, you don't get anything from winning a poll.
No.
Like, there's nothing. Nothing is, you get nothing from it. There's not like money. There's not, you know, winning a poll is not the same as winning an election. It's just a poll where they do some type of call out and they determine which person, you know, has likely voters. And that's the other thing he says. He goes, I'll tell you about these polls. They're asking likely voters. Now, if they ask some people who weren't voting, they'd find out I'm winning. It makes no sense. So he's saying they're asking the wrong people. If they were asking people who weren't voting, then I'd be leading. Well, for God's sakes, I mean, why would people who aren't voting make a difference? They're not voting. So there's some people that are voting for the first time because they love Trump so much. You know, and right, which you guys would admit that. There's some people who haven't voted in 20, 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe they're not being considered likely voters, which is fine. But the Republicans have in every state, they've tried to cut back on registration. And I think that was a mistake this time around because there are a lot of people. Spanky, have you always been registered to vote?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But you probably know some guys at the bar or something that want to vote for Trump but maybe haven't voted in a long time.
Oh, yeah, that had went and recently registered.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So in some places, these guys don't have time to vote or time to register, so they're waiting. Well, in some of these states, you know, because the Republicans are – because there's two people who wait late to register, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess there's three, because you could say people who don't have time. You know, if you got like three kids or five kids and you're working three jobs or five jobs, you know what I mean? They don't have time, so they sort of wait till the last second or they want to live somewhere where they can register day of. Or you have hillbillies that wait till the last second to register, and black people. So they're so worried about black people voting because, you know, black people do. And I mean, I'll admit it, black people usually vote, you know, straight Democrat ticket. And I know that angers some Republicans, but, you know. But that's the way it is, because you keep saying, well, we need the black people to support us. We'll do something for them. Like this whole thing they put out where, if you black people would do some stuff for us, we'd do some stuff for you. And that's not going to get them anything. You just got to do stuff for them, and then they'll go for you. And stop thinking of an entire group of people. Like, stop thinking every one person is the same as all the others, because, you know, individuality is the whole thing that's the wave now. Where as an individual, whether you're gay or straight or black or white or whatever, we're all the same. But anyway, that's another time for, you know, that's for another time. So anyway, they tried to keep people from registering late, so they, you know, especially the Democrats, which some could say that's a good strategy. And I guess, you know, in some parts it is, but you didn't have Donald Trump supporters before. Mitt Romney supporters, maybe you'd want to suppress black people from going to the, you know, from registering. But not this time with Trump. Because Trump has a lot of supporters that maybe haven't all registered yet. So, you know, let them register. So I think it's hurting them that they're ending registration so early. And I think the Democrats know it, because they didn't really fight that hard to keep it in some state. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like in some states, they really didn't fight that hard to keep the registration thing from expiring early like they did. And I think it's a miscalculation of what's going on in the Republican Party. The Republicans are screwed. The left side of the party has no idea what the right side of the party has no idea what the middle side of the party's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just want to let you know that according to Donald Trump, all the polls are rigged against him. The fix.
Yeah, he needs to shut up and just relax.
The fix is in. So I just want to let you know. And he's also telling people to be on the lookout on Election Day. He's saying there are certain people, and I'm not sure who these people are, but he says there are certain people that he expects his supporters to keep their eye on to make sure the election's on the up and up. And then he'll also say, do you know how many dead people vote in Illinois and all this stuff? So I'm not sure, but I think he's telling his supporters to look for dead people on Election Day. I don't know what's going on. So you see a lot of ghost hunters out there casting Trump ballots.
I better get up early that morning and keep an eye on things.
You better get out there and make sure you don't see any dead people voting, Spanky. By the way, dead people, cold for blacks. Well, I don't think that's true. Perhaps it is. Let's see, what else? So let me see. We've covered all the important issues. Nikki's colon. We covered...
your cake.
My cake. We got a little politics. Thank you. That was nice. We got a... sports. My Cubs. My Cubs tonight have added Kyle Schwarber to the roster.
I saw that.
Kyle Schwarber, who has not played since game... When did he get injured? Game 3?
I have no
clue. It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, game 3 of the season, like in April, he ran into Dexter Fowler while going for a fly ball, and he ripped his ACL. So he's been out all year. Well, while he's been out, he's tried to stay in shape. You know what I mean? He's worked out the last few months. He's pushed it as far as he can without injuring his knee again, and his doctors cleared him. So the Cubs have put him on the roster for the World Series. Kyle Schwarber, in fact, tonight might start as the Cubs' designated hitter.
Wow.
Which is crazy, because the guy that's pitching is the former Cy Young winner, Corey Kluber. So you're going to have a guy that hasn't batted in a year or in a whole season versus a guy who is just the Cy Young Award winner. So could be, you know, could be kind of interesting.
Yeah. I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah, I can't wait. Any bets?
No.
Spank, you bet any money on the World Series?
No, I stayed out of it.
I don't want to jinx it or anything.
I can't get anybody to take any action. You know what I mean? Either all the people who are taking action are Cubs fans and they don't want to bet against, you know, or they don't want to take action against mm-hmm. their team. Or the Cubs are so favored that they don't want to lose the money. I mean, the other problem with me is I don't have any money. I don't have any money. I should not be betting on sports, I'll tell you that. But but I'd love to, you know. I'd love to take a bet on my Cubs, you know. But then again, the only way to make the Cubs losing worse for me would be if I also lost money. You know what I mean? It'd be one thing to lose, you know? Mm-hmm. It'd be one thing to lose and as compared to just losing would be to lose money, you know, because I made a bad bet. So maybe I should be, I mean, just in case they do lose.
They will clinch it at home, though.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
In order for them to win, okay, so they'd have to win either tonight or tomorrow and then sweep it home.
They'll win 2, 3, 4, what is it, 2, 3, 4, and 5?
Really? You got them winning 2, 3, 4, 5? Really?
Yep. Yep.
So you got them losing tonight and then winning the next four?
Yep. No money on it, but yeah, that's my prediction.
I got to tell you, I think that I think it's Cubs again. And if I had to guess, I'd say 6, which is what I just did for last series. But 6 seems to be the most likely scenario when it comes to these series. But Spanky's got Cubs in 5, and they win it in Chicago. I would love to see them win it in Chicago, but
yeah,
I don't know. I think that the odds would say that whoever wins it is going to win it in Cleveland. But the other fear is that Cleveland's so damn cold, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, they're having
it's like 45 at game time tonight, yeah, or 40.
In the 40s. Oh, my God. Glad I'm home. I don't want to go back. You know what I mean? I hear there. Did you see that there were tickets in Chicago for like 90 yes. some odd thousand dollars?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
God, mm-hmm. can you believe that?
I think that was behind home plate.
90 some odd thousand dollars for a ticket for a game.
That's just highway robbery.
No, I mean, it's not robbery if someone's willing to pay it, but, you know, damn.
Standing room only, $2,200.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of money, but you can see yourself paying that. You know, it's like, well, I know it's $2,200, but you only get a chance to see this, you know, once every 108 years, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't happen very often. And although I do choose to say that this is going to happen a lot. You know, I think that the Cubs are going to – I think that the Cubs will win for the next, you know, quite a few years. I mean, quite a few years. The Cubs have a chance to at least be in the running to get to the World Series, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which is all you're asking for. I mean, just to make the playoffs is what you want. Because once you get in the playoffs, anything can happen.
I know people that are going up there that don't have tickets that are just going to be up there.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. I mean, well,
to be in the atmosphere.
Remember 1998, we sent Jimmy up with his wedding dress and he got on Jay Leno and he got,
I
you know.
I remember that.
When we got all that, well, you know, he had the morning disaster sign that said Sammy hit it here or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever he had going on. And that was kind of, I mean, that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, and I asked him about it. He goes, that's the most fun he's ever had watching a game. And I'm like, yeah, but you couldn't even watch it. But he said, he goes, there are TVs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He's just standing, mm-hmm. he was outside of left field. They were playing catch and football. And he said, the game's on and there's TVs everywhere and people are drinking in the streets. He told me it was a great time.
Yeah.
So, are those people, I mean, I saw the Cubs, the celebration, and those people right outside the stadium, the whole stadium was surrounded. They were having a blast.
Yeah.
I watched the Fox News, the Fox Sports celebration after the game.
Uh-huh.
And they were only supposed to do like a half hour. Well, they were told by the Chicago police, they're like, you guys can't go anywhere because you're not going to be able to get your truck out. You know what I mean? Like, they had all their, they had like a car that brought the hosts, which were Alex Rodriguez and Pete Rose and Frank Thomas and stuff. And then they had like the crew had all the equipment and everything. Well, the police told them, they said, guys, you're not going anywhere. You won't be able to get out. So they ended up keeping their post game. I don't know if you guys watched it or not, but they kept their post game show going for like 2 hours, which, by the way, was great. I mean, their post coverage was really good. And they were just down there, and the people were screaming behind them. Like, when they were talking, they were screaming at Pete Rose and Frank Thomas. It was really cool. And then finally somebody threw something at A-Rod, so they had to end the broadcast. But it was still really cool. I mean, they were interacting with fans, and it was one of the best. It was one of the better post game, you know, things I'd seen on TV. And they were in the Cubs dugout with people, you know, dancing and throwing champagne and stuff. That was kind of cool. So tonight the game is, and the other thing is tonight the game's on regular TV.
Oh, is it? What channel is it
going to
be on?
It's going to be on 55, Fox. Locally, 55.
Fox, isn't it?
Yeah, regular Fox, yeah. So if you're somebody that's been waiting, like say you've been wanting to cut your cable or whatever, and you're like, oh, I'll cut my cable, but God, only when the games are on regular TV, I don't want to miss the playoffs. Well, now's the chance, because all the games for the World Series will be on regular Fox.
Awesome.
And America's favorite announcer, Joe Buck, will be calling the game. So, with John Smoltz, who, by the way, John Smoltz has done a really good job. I mean, he really has. And that'll start tonight at 7, I believe, on Fox. So, if you've been waiting to cut the cord, go ahead and cut it today. There's no sports on that cord until, you know, until what? College basketball playoffs or something? Is when you or the college basketball a tournament. So why not live off of Netflix and all the streaming stuff, and you'll be fine. And you'll be ready to go. All right. And then I'm trying to think of what else is going on. I was going to brag about what I was doing for my birthday, but I realized I'm not doing anything. Hey, did I tell you guys I didn't go to the hotel this weekend?
Well, we figured that out when you're at home watching the Cubs.
No, we didn't go.
Well, you didn't really want to go anyway.
My, you know, my former employer, I couldn't get a check. Like, I was, you know, I was getting unemployment checks, you know. I didn't get a check.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because they, you know, they fired me for my, you know, from the Ray Lytle show.
Yeah.
And then they called me, like, the day after they fired me, they called me. It practically begged me to come back and host this show. Like, can you do once a week? Can you do the Ask the Expert show?
Right.
All right. I think I don't know if I explained this to you or not, but I'll go ahead and describe it now. So I'm like, yeah, I'll help you guys out. But, you know, I had to get paid, you know.
Uh-huh.
So we worked out a nice little agreement. They were paying me every week to come in and do the Ask the Expert show. So then they wanted me to help them out at Midwest Family. They're like, hey, Johnny and Mike are on vacation. Would you be interested in filling in? I said, yeah, I'll fill in for them. No problem. So I went and filled in for Johnny and Mike, which was, you know, I did like, I don't know, a handful of days.
Right.
Well, somehow a TAX, you know, they're like, well, we can't have you on both stations. And I'm like, well, I'm not on that. I said, I'm filling in.
Right.
And they fired me from the one job.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got fired from the Ask the Expert job. Well, because of that, I didn't, they stopped my unemployment. Because they're like, well, we have questions as to why you got fired. And I'm like, well, they said, well,
you weren't under contract,
I said, they fired me because I was trying out for another job. You know, I was trying to, or I was filling in, trying. I was basically, they considered it a tryout, you know.
Right.
And then I said, well, so why can't I get a check? They go, no, you got to have a hearing. And I said, well, the hearing's going to find that, you know, I was unjustly, that's going to find that I get more money. You know what I mean? That's what it's going to find. And they said, yeah, but because we're so busy. They said, we're so busy, we won't be able to have the hearing till November. I'm like, November? And I say, what am I going? I go, will I get my check until the, then they go, no, uh-uh. They said, we'll hold everything, but, and then you might not get anything. And I'm like, what? And they were trying to explain it to me. And I'm like, this is crazy.
I know.
And they said, yeah, sorry, you're going to have to wait. And I tell them, I go, but, you know, they fired me for, I mean, it's definitely, they fired me in a way that I definitely get, you know, that shouldn't affect my unemployment, you know, shouldn't do anything.
All right.
But, no, because the way they did it, I now have to, you know, wait for this hearing. So I'm not getting anything. So right. I was due the money I was owed, you know, my unemployment. Well, now I'm not going to get it for like a month. It's insane, you know? And my wife had budgeted in, you know, her regular salary and, of course, my unemployment to cover things. So now we're getting nothing. So the unemployment check was supposed to come in and it didn't show up. And my wife was freaking out. So I called. They told me what was going on. And then she's like, we don't have any money. I go, what do you mean? She goes, we have zero money.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to cancel everything. I had to cancel my birthday plans. I had to cancel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go out to dinner.
Aww.
I mean, what are we supposed to do? Now, my daughter's still going to go. I mean, she's got concert tickets that she bought.
What concert is she going to?
She's going to see the 1975 in Champaign this weekend, you know.
Oh.
But she already had the tickets, so I'm not going to cancel that, you know. But it's like anything that was going to cost us money, we had to cancel it because we don't have any money. You don't want to take out a loan to cover money that you're supposed to get if you get it later because then you'll never get caught up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, if you notice, I'm selling. Like, I got a bunch of live phones and stuff.
Yeah.
And we keep them as backups, you know. God forbid you lose a phone, you use this as a backup until your contract lets you get a new one, you know. But I'm like, no, from now on, just hang on to your damn phone. Stop dropping your phones, you know. My wife and daughter go, but what are we going to use as backups? I go, nothing. You can be like regular people, not have back. Don't break your freaking phone. But dad, the phones are easy to drop. I said, well, then maybe it's time you don't have a phone. Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. Well, then
I've never dropped my phone.
And I go, here's my phone. I've had the same phone, you know, since there's no cracks on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see any cracks on the phone. Nothing. Because I, you know, I don't walk with it. That's what happens, by the way. They're walking with those freaking phones and they're typing in it while they're walking. And then you trip or you do because you don't know where you're going. So you do something, boom, you stumble and you drop your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And lands on the screen and breaks it. By the way, the phone companies are fully aware that that happens. I'm convinced the phone companies could make a phone that easily could not break. You know what I mean? But if they did that, forgive me. If they did that, then you wouldn't be buying new ones every year, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, we had our backup phones, and so I had to tell my daughter, don't drop your phone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because the real reason we have backup phones is because you constantly break your freaking phone. So I had to, had to let her know. Which then she gets,
a little upset.
Yes. Yeah. Dad. So I'm like, Dad. I go, well, just don't drop your phone. Well, that's rude. That's her favorite thing to say, by the way. My daughter's favorite thing to say is, well, that's rude. Dad.
I wonder where she gets that from.
Well, it's just she's her mother's who she gets that. She's easily offended. She needs to be more easygoing like me instead of being so offended all the time. Yeah, so we don't have any backups, but I am selling the phones. You know, I'm like, so if anybody needs a cell phone, I have two iPhone 5Ss, okay, that are good. And I was going to sell them, you know, I need like at least $100. But then one of the phones is awesome. I mean, it's practically new, but it's got a broken screen.
Yeah.
But it's not across the street. It's at the bottom of the screen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so my wife's like, well, you know, it's broken. So because it's broken, we can only get like $100 from it. I go, well, how much is a screen? So I know this guy that fixes screens. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he fixes. And I got a guy who says, yeah, he goes, I can fix it. $30. And we're like, $30? She goes, yeah, $30. Or he says, yeah. So I'm like, screw it. Let him fix it for $30. Let's get it done. So he's going to fix the one. And because he's fixing the phone for $30, okay,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be perfect. So now I'll be able to turn around and sell it for, I mean, top of the line.
Yeah.
So it cost me $30. I'm like, yeah, we'll invest in that. You know what I mean? Fix the phone.
Yeah.
So now I've got two phones I'm selling. So if anybody needs a phone, you know, send a.
I'll give you $7.50 for both of them.
He means $7.50, I think.
$7.50 for both of them right now, cash.
I saw it coming. Yeah, so I've got two iPhones that I'm going to sell. You know, they're used phones. So, you know, and by the way, if you don't want to buy a $400, you know, used iPhone or something, then get one like this. Get one in this situation and, you know, and you can pick it up cheaper. Like I said, these phones are fine. They're just, you know, old.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and daughter, they have to have the iPhone 6, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which they got right before the iPhone 7 came out.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Because
the galaxies that are blowing up.
Because they could have waited a while and gotten a 7. But no, well, you know. So that's why, so I'm like, well, we're not hanging on to spare phones anymore. Now, having said that, you watch. I've never broken a phone.
You'll break one
I
today.
Will sell these phones, and the minute the person's walking away, I'll drop my phone and break it. However, I got to tell you, you know, my brother broke a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, and he goes, I want to go search a new phone. He goes, yeah, he goes, too friggin' expensive. So he goes and he bought a phone from, I couldn't remember, it was like some cheap phone, okay? It was like some throwaway phone.
Yeah.
And it was a Galaxy throwaway phone. And he had a Galaxy before. He goes, it's the same. It's the same phone. I'm like, no way, it isn't. He shows it to me. I'm like, holy. I said, holy crap, that's a Droid interface. He goes, yeah. I go, how much was this phone? He goes, like $30. I'm like, what? So I mean, it does. He goes, it's obvious. I'm gonna have to replace it in like 4 months. But
mm-hmm.
He's like, it's pretty cheaply put together, but. It still is really cheap. So he didn't have to go spend like, you know, $500 on a new phone.
Cool.
Which is pretty good. So and he goes, until his contract, when his phone contract runs, I didn't get one for free, you know. So good for him, you know. All right, it is now, what do we have, like 5 minutes left in the show. So I'm going to turn some music on and I'm going to let you guys, you guys will each say nice things about me for my birthday if you'd like.
Oh, boy.
All right, so I will put on some music. And you will each
Is the show going to run over?
You will each say something nice about me, you know, while the music plays. The phone number is 217-814-0332 if you'd like to call. Oh, by the way, I talked to TJ yesterday about why Rage hung up. TJ said he got mad. I would read the message, but I'm leaning back in my chair and I'm too lazy to hit the button. He basically said that Rage was upset because
I told him to put on his big girl panties.
No. That's what I said. I go, Nikki, I said, what Nikki said was bad. He goes, no, it wasn't even that. I said, well, what made him angry? He said,
Right. Yeah,
he says, the fact that you brought up that you guys were, he goes, the fact you brought up that you were joking out of being you were joking about it being a date rape. Okay, for starters, this was in 2010, I think, or 2011 mm-hmm. when this happened. And we joked because when we told the story of what Rage did, Gully says, it sounds like a date rape.
Mm-hmm.
So on the show, we were saying we were calling him date rapist Rage and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, he was upset because I brought up the date rape again. Now, when I brought that up yesterday, because I went back and listened to it, and I'm like, oh, man, did I not give any context or anything? No, I gave context. I said Rage isn't a date rapist, but we called him a date raper, and he got angry.
Mm-hmm.
He was mad that I just brought it up again at all.
Oh.
So, number one, Nikki's right. Put on your frickin' big boy panties.
Big girl panties.
Big girl panties, whatever he's got. Whatever they are, they're filthy, I'll tell you that. And stop being so sensitive.
The sensitive wrestler.
Nobody thinks you're really a date rapist. And don't do date rapey stuff and no one will ever even accuse you of being one. You know what I mean? Don't be
a jerk to women.
Don't be all date rapey acting and no one will call you a date raper. Or at least, you know, like whenever we bring that subject up, why not say, you know what? Ray, what I did was stupid. I shouldn't have done that, bro. Or whatever the hell he wants to say.
Mm-hmm.
Why you got to be a crying, whiny little bitch and, you know, hang up the phone? He's on the show Mayhem Unleashed now. He's a whiny bitch on that show.
Oh, no. He whines on his show, too?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's TJ's show, but God, yeah. All he does is whine on it. And he gets angry. And he wants to run for president. Which is just stupid.
Of the outhouse.
It just makes no sense. I'll read you this text. Hold on. I think TJ sent me a text. I mean, this is the dumbest thing. He says, Rage got upset over the date rape comment, blah, 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 blah. Let's see. He says, everything else about the phone call was fun, but the one date rape comment caused him a lot of problems. Well, why would it cause you problems? Don't be date rapey and no one will say it.
Yeah.
He says that he told Rage, park his argument in his pocket, stop his goddamn crying, and get on board. He said, let's see, where's the thing about the... Hold on. I think it's on Facebook. I got to go back to Facebook and read it. Again. Okay. All right, Rage. He goes, by the way, we determined that Rage is not a date raper. He's a dirty whore. And after deciding he wanted this is from TJ. He sent me last night. I guess they did their show last night. And he said, that Rage decides he wants to run for president in 2020. And he goes, pass along that Rage just called out Spanky for being a pussy. And he wants to run against him. In 2000.
What?
I don't know. I guess he's declared that he wants to run for president.
And he wants to run against me?
And he says he called Spanky out for being a pussy. And wants to run against him.
He wants to call me out.
Yeah. He's calling you out.
But he hangs up because he's a date rapist.
Yeah, yes.
I was hoping he would have called in this morning because my phone bill's due today.
Yeah.
I was going to see if he had that girl's phone number. I was going to try to call her and see if I can get $50 to pay my phone.
I love it. Fantastic. Oh, my God.
Well, I can tell you right now, if we had a poll, vote for him or vote for me, I would win it hands down.
Oh, well, yes.
Yes.
I wouldn't even have to wake up in politics.
I'll tell you, I'm now second guessing whether to make that special about him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Flush it.
A son of a bitch. Because for next year, for 2017, in my head, I have specials lined up. I was doing a Michelle and Doran. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I've got the girls. They're going to get the girls. I've got, they were co-host. I've got two specials, one for each of them. I have those ready. I have Mikey. I've got another Bodine one because there's so much Bodine stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we know that I always have a gym one once a year, you know what I mean? And the Marvin one, man, the Marvin one got so many downloads. It's probably time for a second one of Marvin with all new stuff.
You need to do a Rocky one.
Yeah, then I was going to do – then the Rocky one's already scheduled. That's like June of 2007. I've had that one
ready.
That's
going to be hilarious.
Yeah, I've got that. Yeah. And then I've got a Vic special that I'm running.
Cool.
So, I mean, I've already had some of the ideas down. And, of course, we had the Rage one, which was coming early in the year. Now I'm like, you know what? Maybe FM, you know? Might be time for a just a mobile unit one or one dedicated to to Shayner running over cars or
mm-hmm.
one dedicated to best in-studio arguments. Because, Spanky, I remember, of course, you and Jimmy constantly.
We had a few of those.
But you also got into it with who? You had arguments with...
RTQ and I got into it.
You and RTQ and I think Sean... where you threatened him and
yeah,
my favorite stuff that Spanky did, and I think some of this was on the special. My favorite stuff is when Spanky would go to Glenn to negotiate for Jimmy. Jimmy would get so angry. Like Spanky would negotiate.
You always had an open door policy.
Yep. So Spanky would always go in and negotiate for Jim. Jim would be like, no. And Glenn loved it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I should do a special for Glenn. Right, Spanky?
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good
Glenn
one.
Glenn special.
Even
funny.
One with Sharon on there.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's a great idea. The best of Sharon. I mean, there's no office manager or business manager getting their own radio special. But she was, oh, my God. She would fight with Jimmy.
Uh-huh. Didn't she fight with Bo, too?
She never fought with Bo, but I'll tell you who she fought with was Rage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. There was that time she got so angry. Spanky, you were in the middle of that, right?
She was going to throw him completely out of the building herself.
She was telling Spanky to throw him out of the building. She was so angry at Rage. You know who I felt sorry for in that was that guy, I loved, what's his name, Freak.
Yeah.
Because she got so mad at Rage. Now, Freak, who was on with Rage, was the nicest kid. You know what I mean? He just wasn't as talented as Rage when it came to radio. You know what I mean? Like, Rage was more, and Freak was very outgoing. His personality wasn't, he's a really nice guy. You know, he's very easy to like, but his ability to be a star of that thing wasn't like Rage. Rage had that ability to, you know, to really shine.
Yeah.
Especially as the butt of the joke. But that poor kid, a freak. He was just do anything. You know what I mean? He was a really nice kid. And Sharon was yelling at Rage. I always felt bad because, like, in the middle of her yelling, she goes, "Get the hell out of this building!" She goes, "Get out of this building and take that weird friend, whatever she, that weirdo friend of yours."
I think I was working over at MAY at the time, and I heard that.
Oh, it was fantastic. She threw Rage out of the. See, this was going to be on the Rage special, but now I don't know if I'm going to have the special. So I might do a Sharon special.
There you go.
But she gets so mad, she throws him out of the building, and she yells at Freak, too. And Freak didn't do anything. He's like, "Well, I'm just..." Because Freak did a lot of stuff. Like, behind the scenes, if any of the producers needed anything, he got it. I mean, he was actually a really nice kid.
He was guilty by association.
Yeah, he just had bad friends, like Rage. He had date rapey friends.
Yeah.
Who at the time, Rage was not very date rapey, you know. He was never date rapey on the show. He was date rapey on Ray on dates. So that's what did him in. So, yeah. So I don't know, man. Now he made me mad. He hung up. I cannot believe he hung up. So I might cancel the Rage special. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Maybe his phone ran out a minute.
No, I don't think it did because TJ
Cole. Maybe he had one of those calling phones. You got a calling card you got to punch in.
From the Sangamon County Jail.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. When he called in from jail that time, it was pretty good. Gotta admit. No, I know his phone didn't break down because TJ called him like immediately after and said, "What the hell did you do, dude?"
Brother, I hung up, brother. There ain't enough. I ain't got time, brother. There ain't enough time in the world. Life isn't long enough to put up with that shit, brother.
I mean, I can hear his BS now, you know.
There ain't enough time in the world for me to have to endure such shit.
Anyway. So, yeah. But if he would have sat and listened to it, you know what I mean? If he would have listened to it, then he would have heard. He would have heard me saying, well, he didn't day rape anybody, you know, just like I said.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't. I said he certainly didn't. He didn't date rape anyone. He just... that's what we called him, and it made him mad and blah, blah, blah. But as soon as he heard date rape, well, you know, he's got to get oversensitive and hang up. So I don't think I'm going to run a Rage special until he apologizes to me. And if I do run Rage material, it will be to make fun of him, so. Like, I'll do past interviews with people who are on the show that'll talk about, oh, the worst guy that we worked with was Rage. Oh, the worst person we had was Rage. Everyone hated him. You know, so. I'm just, you know, maybe that's what I'll do, or I'll just cancel it all together, so. I figure if...
Good job, Rage. Way to screw up the show.
Yeah. If he apologizes for me, I'll reconsider, but. Oh, he's got to be whiny. Boy, he's a whiny bitch, isn't he? Good Lord, he's whining. Really is. I mean, really is. Oh, well.
He's calling me out. I ain't seen him in 5 years.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, he's calling you out.
Like, he don't want to get on the spanky bus, the bad side.
And everything with him is he wants to fight everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, you're an adult. You don't have a...
He wants to fight a handicapped guy that's missing three fingers.
I hate this. You know what? I still think you'd win within 20 seconds.
I would.
I mean, with fingers or not. By the way, speaking of fingers, did they determine what they're going to do to the rest of your hand?
We're going to cut them off.
So you're going to go ahead and cut the rest off, huh?
The other two, we're going to have them, yeah.
I just find that
they're
so
not
crazy.
Healing, so.
I find that so crazy. Did you hear about that, Nikki? Mm-mm. You know, he squashed his hand and he lost the fingers or whatever.
Yeah,
well, a couple
that.
Of the fingers are just, like they tried to save the tips. Is that what it is, right?
Yeah, and they're still crushed.
They were trying to save. They were trying to save his fingertips, but they still hurt. So now, like Spanky's decided, he's just going to cut the fingertips off. Just cut them off.
Ugh.
So now he's going to go with stubs.
I'm sorry.
It won't hurt anymore, right?
That's what they're hoping for.
Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that, man. What will they do with the tips?
I'm hoping to keep them.
Yeah, will they let you? Will they put them in some formaldehyde?
Well, I'm hoping so.
I demand those be put in the formaldehyde when I die. I want those tips buried with me.
Well, I want to take them home with me, but they wouldn't let me bring the last one home either.
So they'll let it regrow in heaven. All right, we do have a phone call.
I'm going to put a necklace through it, wear it around my neck.
We do have a phone call. Hi, you are on the Morning Disaster. Hello.
Hey, Ray, it's TJ.
Hey, TJ.
I got an idea. How about we put Rage on a corner with a sandwich board that says, I'm eternally grateful to Ray Lytle.
Oh, I like that. He should be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wearing big girl panties.
Instead of telling me to F off like he did in the previous show of Mayhem Unleashed and all his other things.
I've been trying to get him to do that, too, and he just, maybe Spanky needs to influence him.
He's become such a whiny bit. I mean, he really is. Unless the bit is somehow trying to make him look good, he wants nothing to do with it.
Pretty much. And it's been a battle.
Yeah. Everything with him is, he's got to be put over. Unbelievable.
Don't make things famous. I think he's getting put over.
He should get his own show. Get his own show, hosted himself. Do nothing, know nothing show.
I think I'd be bored.
Yeah, because, wouldn't be boring for anybody because nobody listened to it. Be like listening to Joe.
Spanky, you sound better today, man.
He does sound better, doesn't he?
I feel better.
Yeah.
Good. You sneak up to Peoria. I'll make sure to have breakfast ready.
There you go. I just hate getting called out by a bunch of little girls like Ray.
Absolutely. It's ridiculous. Spanky shouldn't have to deal with such nonsense.
Yeah.
Rage calling people out, please. Unbelievable. Is Rage still going to college? I thought he was going to school.
He is going to school.
Oh, okay.
He's actually studying criminal justice.
Yeah, I know he was going, but I don't know. I mean, he was supposedly going to school in 2003. And it's 13 years later. I mean, that's a long freaking school he's going to.
No, back then,
he's retarded.
Couch in my apartment and getting peed on by Freak when Freak was drunk.
I mean, I'm just, it seems like a lot of schooling. You figure at some point he'd get that degree. And I thought he's only going for an associate's.
Well, I know he's got a culinary degree now.
My associate's degree was 2 years. I mean, this is taking him 13.
Right. My bachelor's took me 4.
Well, I mean, I just don't get it. He's got he needs to come up with better ways to study or something.
But he does have a culinary degree now, and now he's going back to try to get criminal justice. And I'm going, what are you going for criminal justice for?
Dude, I want to be a guard at the jail.
You've already been an inmate at the jail. I don't know if they're going to let you be a guard.
Yeah. Do they allow you to be a guard if you've already been an inmate?
I don't know if they will or not.
Yeah, because that would seem, that would seem to me like that might disqualify someone from being a guard if you've been an inmate, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a former cop from the military, I had to go through a lot of background to get there.
Right. He just thinks he's going to walk in and become a corrections officer?
I guess the DeWitt County Jail's heard up for people.
Excuse me.
He's been in there.
Right there in Clinton. I go over to his house, and it's literally a block from his.
Maybe he can get a job eating radioactive waste.
drinking the water out of Clinton Lake.
Right.
Well.
Well, we need to hire someone whose job, they're just going to float around the lake and anything discolored, they need to drink that out of there. So then,
oh, brother, that sounds like a good job, brother. I've been in school for 13 years, brother. Training for this.
Oh, well. All right.
Yeah, when he was sitting there going, I wanted to debate Spanky, I'm going, oh, no. No.
Debate Spanky, please.
Debate Spanky.
I wouldn't hire him. I would not vote for Rage for dog catcher in a 10-person town, let alone for anything, any position bigger than that. Ridiculous.
I was like, well, what's your, and we started asking him, what's your position on, we threw out, like, what's your position on prostitution? He goes, legal in every state and strip bars in every town. I'm going, oh, wow.
He's, yeah. This will be the shortest-lived election for anything. It really will be.
All I'm saying is, I said it last night and I'll say it again. I am just going to sit back and watch this thing implode.
Let's see. I do have fans of Mayhem Unleashed saying, Ray, will you please tell TJ that Rage is the drizzling shits of Rage is the drizzling shits of internet radio co-host. You need to cut him from your show. So, and Nikki, can you see it? That's a legit thing.
Yeah.
All right. Someone says that Rage is the drizzling shits of your show. So.
Well, we've got
same
we've
guy
got
says
brother-in-law Meatballer, and he reminds me a lot of Jimmy.
Same guy
I
says
I think we're going to get some more youth with him.
Same guy says I should kill the Rage special and do an RTQ or PS Bob special. Oh, that's pretty good.
There you go.
He also wishes me happy birthday. He sent me a picture of Donald Trump, and it says, "Your birth certificate proves you are legal. Happy birthday, Ray." Well, thank you, Donald Trump. That's funny. Speaking of Paul, P. Double says, "Happy birthday, Ray. I just want you to know I was listening to yesterday's show while in the gym. Your constant complaining about your obesity helps me avoid fattening things like birthday cake. And it makes me do a little more on the cardio machine. Thank you so much, and happy birthday." Thank you, P. Double. It's very nice. I'm glad that my complaining about obesity makes him. And hey, Nikki, let me ask you this. What is the, what's protocol? Do I have to, all these people sending me birthday wishes on Facebook?
I would just do a great big thank you tomorrow.
Yeah. What's normal to get?
I don't know.
Well, I don't
know. I get like 5.
No, you don't. You get more than 5.
No.
Huh. I feel bad. I'm not going to say how many I got.
Chris got like over 100.
I still feel bad. I don't want to say how many I'm getting. Because I'm on Facebook right now, and I just saw how many I got. I was like, holy crap. I hope I answer all these.
Just do a blanket one tomorrow that says thank you, everybody.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if anybody
That's
hot
what most people do.
Do you ever go through and see if anybody hot wished you happy birthday?
No.
By the way, if somebody would send me nudes for birthday, I think that'd be really cool, you know. Send me birthday.
Send like on them as they come in.
What was that, Spank?
I said,
porn hookup.
Spanky, what was that again?
Spanky,
I will send you one tomorrow.
Did you get that, Nikki?
What?
Got it.
I know. Did you understand that? What was going on there? Spanky, what was that you said again? Spanky, what was that you said again? Spanky.
What was that I said?
Yeah, what did you, what were you, you're saying something.
No, I just said I got the porn hookup.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
So I think TJ.
But I'm not sending you pictures.
I think TJ was talking every time Spanky talked. I couldn't hear either one of them. I was like, what the hell?
Oh.
I don't know what was going on. All right. Well, all right, it's 10:19, and it wasn't a great birthday show, but, you know. But what do you do, right? Certainly not my fault.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not blaming fault. You guys, but, you know. I think our listeners could have been more inventive. Come on. I do love this song. My buddy Rocky in 1996 gave me this song. And I love it. Ever since then, I've loved this song. I think it's just, it's a song I like to, October 25th, I always play this song. I'm feeling thankful for the small things today. TJ for calling in. Thank you, TJ.
You bet. You have a good birthday, brother.
Thank you, my friend. I want to thank the one and only Spanky.
Happy birthday, buddy.
For kicking a butt today on the show, as he always does. I want to thank the wonderful Nikki.
Happy birthday.
For discussing her polyps with such so earnestly early on in the show. Hey, I want to thank all the people. There's so many nice people who sent me just a great bunch of, just so many people, you know, have sent me so many nice messages. And thank you. That's very nice. I'm getting them on my text. I'm getting them on, seriously, Facebook. I've got this amazing amount of birthdays, and I thank all of you. And, you know, I appreciate it.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. And to you.
And by the way, the song is for the band Cracker. So everybody always asks every year when I play this. And it's from the band Cracker. All right?
Happy birthday to me.
All right, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Listen, another show tomorrow. We'll get an update on Nikki's colon. And by the way, congrats to Spanky. Still not drinking. I'm very proud of you, Spank.
Still not drinking.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice.
We'll also do a porn update tomorrow.
Spanky's porn. Oh, I love when he does that. It's a Spanky will tell us what porn you can get on DirecTV. So, satellite TV porn on tomorrow's show, which we love.
Sir, let me say to you, happy birthday. The best of birthdays. I only hope, unlike my candles at a camp, that you get to have your candles be blown out from your mouth.
Thank you, Little Noid. And, guys, that wraps it up today. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Who knows? Maybe Date Rapist Rage will call in. Who knows what we'll have on tomorrow's show. Sure, it'll be fun. Sean Balint has sent a nice text to me saying happy birthday, and he wanted to tell you guys sound great. He said, tell Spanky and Nikki they sound fantastic. So there you go.
Awesome.
And that's from Sean Balint, and he would know, you know, which is awesome. All right, we're out of here for today. Talk to you guys tomorrow, and have a great rest of the day. Let's go, Cubs! Let's go, Cubbies!
See ya.
See you later, everybody.